Welcome to Fantasy Football Sports Talk.
We are back with Fantasy Football Sports Talk. This is Toby Steve,
Big Silky Smooth,
and Scotty Cash.
All right. Well, what are we going to start with today?
Let's start with, I don't know, I guess we'll just get our games out of the way.
Okay.
Well, here, let's do this real quick, because I thought this was kind of funny. These are rankings. Who wants to do running backs?
You haven't done one yet.
Me.
Running backs. I'll do defense. We got kickers, tight ends. Wide receivers is fun. Go ahead, Tug, start us off with wide receivers. This is just top 10 wide receivers. We just do 1 point per 10 yards, 6 points per touchdown. This is how we rank these guys in this league. We don't do points per reception, so it might be different in your league.
All right. Well, number one is Steve Smith of the Giants.
Which is still ridiculous.
Well, he's emerged as the go-to guy as far as the possession receiver for the Giants. They're really throwing the ball around quite a bit, more than expected. And his stats have been pretty solid. Moving on, Reggie Wayne, definitely a number one guy in Indy, and they're having a great year so far. No surprises that he's up near the top. Andre Johnson with that monster game. What did he break, like 19 tackles on that one touchdown?
Yeah, yeah. It seems like Andre Johnson's kind of Michael Turner last year. He's like, hey, look, 23 points.
Oh, hey, look, 6 points.
It's like Michael Turner last year would get you like 24 and then get you six.
Yeah. You know? But, yeah, he is definitely a man. Percy Harvin. Still rocking it out.
Which is a game-time decision.
Yeah. He's going to be another one of those guys that if you're in a league where you get points for return yards, Harvin is awesome. As far as his receptions, it's a little more hit and miss.
Game-time decision is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Just because, like, if you're not by your computer, then you're struck. And then sometimes the game will be, you know, 30 seconds in, it's too late, you can't do anything. They're like, oh, yeah, Percy Harvin is not going to play today. Like, thanks, dude. Appreciate that.
And then moving on is Miles Austin after that one monster game last week.
He broke some records.
Yeah, 250 yards and two touchdowns. That's quarterback numbers that he put up last week. Then Brandon Marshall's really starting to get it going in Denver. He's definitely a premier receiver, and Orton's finding him, so he's a matchup problem for really anybody. Then it's Mario Manningham at number 7, big play guy for the Giants. He got a little bit dinged up, but he's going to play this week for sure. Then it's Roddy White, had a monster game last week against the Niners, a couple touchdowns and big yardage. DeSean Jackson checks in at number 9. He didn't do anything last week, and he's got a pretty tough matchup again this week, even though it's against Oakland. Oakland does have a good player, and that's their cornerback that nobody wants to try to pronounce his name. But
we'll talk about later.
We will. And then Nate Burleson going at number 10, got a really favorable matchup against Arizona this week.
Who you got on your on the running back?
I got me some running backs here. Number one, I think anybody could guess, is Adrian Peterson. We'll just go ahead and skip that. That's all that needs to be said. Number two, surprisingly, is Ronnie Brown. That Wildcat offense is really clicking this year. Number three, Chris Johnson had a big game. Number four, no one saw this coming, Cedric Benson. I don't know, guys. Why couldn't he do this with the Bears?
The Bears are awful.
I guess.
Kyle Orton's 5-0, just so I didn't know if you knew. He's an ex-Bear. I didn't know.
All the ex-Bears are good.
Well, then somebody needs to get rid of all the coaching staff in Chicago then, because something's not right.
At number 5, we have Maurice Jones-Drew. Number 6 and 7 are teammates. Baltimore Ravens. Scotty, your team, you take a guess who they are?
I got no idea.
No idea. Ooh, that's
Joe Montana.
Very close, very close. We'll give you credit. It's actually Ray Rice and Willis McGahee.
Oh.
Number 7, a lot of people thought maybe LT would be here, but it's actually Darren Sproles. And Sproles has more receiving yards than rushing yards, which is surprising for a running back. But
well, it's going to be something to look for this week. San Diego's coming off their bye, big-time Monday night game, and LT usually cranks it up a notch for those games, so he might be the number one guy. You really don't know, but I'd look for LT to do something this week.
I'm calling a blowout. San Diego's going to beat the crap out of Denver.
Thanks for ruining my game. Oh, no, I guess we all have that game.
Yeah, tough guy. Okay. Calling it right now.
Okay, so number 9, Ricky Williams, again with the Wildcat offense, Ronnie Brown. And number 10 is Kevin Smith. I didn't know he was putting together this kind of season.
That's what I'm saying. You look at these top 10.
Okay, let's see who's not in the top 10. Michael Turner, Thomas Jones, Joseph Addai, Frank Gore, Marion Barber, Julius Jones.
So you, what you did was just name off round one of most people's drafts in the last,
right.
You know. But this, which brings me to my next point. I'm usually always start your stud, but this year it's like start your stud or a guy that has a better matchup.
Because
it's just like just ridiculous. It's still hard for me to set Michael Turner for Ronnie Brown, but if Michael Turner is going to play the Giants for Pittsburgh, I might have to do so.
Yeah. One thing about Turner was last year he got almost all of his stats against the bad defenses.
Yeah, that's wild.
And it's shining through again this year to some extent. So there's very few situations in the NFL where there's a clear number one running back week to week. I mean, I see that on this list, Ahmad Bradshaw, a guy that I picked up off the waiver wire in our league, is just outplaying Brandon Jacobs.
Yep.
He's getting the ball more. They're using him more. So it's not one of these things where you can just set it and forget it anymore.
He's still the starter. Jacobs is still the starter. But if this Bradshaw is just bringing so much to the table, they got to bring him in.
Yeah. One more thing about this list, though. Top four running backs coming into this fantasy season were Peterson, Matt Forte, MJD, and Michael Turner. Matt Forte is not even in the top 25.
Yeah, I think Chicago's going more to a pass-first offense, and Forte's just not factoring in the way that I think a lot of people thought he would.
Yeah, plus they got, what, 3 new offensive linemen?
Yeah, that's another situation that does not help him even a little bit.
Right. I got tight ends. There's not really much to say about tight ends.
I bet you do.
Jeez. I guess this is kind of what I thought would happen, except for two names. Jason Witten's not in the top 10. Tony Gonzalez is not in the top 10. It goes Dallas Clark, Kellen Winslow, Antonio Gates, Vernon Davis, Heath Miller, Brent
Celek,
Owen Daniels, Chris Cooley, Benjamin Watson, which is a super shock, and John Carlson. Again, Tony Gonzalez, Todd Heat, Jason Witten are not in the top 10, which I was kind of shocked about.
Kellen Winslow's a surprise.
Yeah.
He's had a couple monster games. They really
all touchdowns.
Yeah.
Nobody throwing to him.
Yeah. That's all that matters, though. He's got 4 touchdowns, and no one else has 4 touchdowns at the tight end. So, well, let's go ahead and I guess we got a couple seconds. I just wanted to brag a little bit. My dad called me, and we got tickets to go to Cleveland, Ohio, and watch Baltimore beat up on the Browns.
Sweet.
Monday Night Football,
that's
week
nice.
16.
I'll be there.
Are you coming?
I'm playing.
It'll be
balmy.
Are you playing?
Yeah, the Browns are going to need a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, you're going to start that week?
I'm buying Brady Quinn's house.
All right. All right, you got a raise at your job. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk about our games.
You are listening to VG Losers Radio. Join us at VGLosers.com for more videos, podcasts, and reviews.
Hey, we're back. We're going to talk about these games last week. I didn't do so hot. Scotty, why don't you tell us how we did?
Well, it looks like last week you went 3-3. You're 12-5 overall. I went 3-3. I'm also 9-8 overall. Toga did the best with 4-2. He is now 12-5, tied again with you. But Toga Steve also went 4-2 on the spread.
Yeah,
so good call.
Listen to me, I would have made you some money. I'm just saying.
All right, well, that's that. We'll pick our games at the end of the show. Looks like you will start us.
My turn to start.
Yeah,
All right.
Is that okay? You can freak out on them?
I might.
Don't blow up.
Okay. Houston versus Cincinnati is my first game. My stud is going to be Cedric Benson. Houston's run defense is pretty awful. 140.8 yards a game they allow. Cedric Benson's getting 97.4 yards a game against some pretty good defenses like Denver, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. Then Cleveland, they're just a sad story this year. My dud for this game is going to be Steve Slayton. He's not, I don't know, I think his stats are kind of deceiving. I looked, and he's not averaging that many yards a game. Matt Schaub might be another guy to look at to start this week. Last week against the Cardinals, he was 35 of 50, 371 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 pick.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not a bad game at all. He threw a lot to Owen Daniels and Andre Johnson. So, I mean, those guys are going to be money for you. My next game is going to be Detroit at Green Bay. Matt Stafford's out. Calvin Johnson is likely out with a thigh injury. Both teams' defense is pretty bad against the run. They both allow over 110 yards. Sticking with defense, Green Bay's defense is horrid on third down. They give up 43.9%, and the Lions' offense converts 45% on third down. That's not a good matchup for the Packers. But then again, the Lions are going to be, again, without Stafford and Calvin Johnson. My stud this game is going to be Aaron Rodgers. I think they're just going to light it up. And then my dud's going to be Dante Culpepper without Calvin Johnson to throw to. I don't see him being much of a factor. My fourth game, the St. Louis Super Rams against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say nothing.
Okay.
Bears were here first. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Kyle Buller got injured last week, and they put Bulger back in for the Rams. And he did pretty decent, but I think he's still a little banged up.
He's supposed to start.
Yeah, he's going to start today.
Today?
I don't know why I keep saying today. Today's college football Saturday.
He might start.
Maybe. He could start for any college team, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Last week, I did not know this. Mike Sims-Walker, as we discussed last week, the Nate Wheatley Sleeper of the Year Award winner, he was held out of last week's game for breaking team rules. He's expected to play this week.
Dayton showed up late.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
All right. Today's going to be some great news for those of you who have Maurice Jones-Drew. Toga, is that you?
Oh, that is me.
Unlike every league. He gets to play the Rams run defense, which is bad, and they allow 125.8 yards a game. But picking Maurice Jones-Drew as a stud is way too easy, so I did something else, and plus I picked him last week. I'm going to go ahead and pick David Garrard. Like I said, Sims Walker's back. Torrey Holtz, I looked at his stats. He's got quite a few catches for yards, but like one touchdown. And my dud this week is going to be Mark Bulger.
Watch your mouth. Go ahead. Sorry.
You want me to go sit in the corner?
Yeah, would you?
Okay.
I might have to pick him up in one of these leagues.
Can I put it off at the table now?
Yeah, come on.
Okay. I have a pop quiz for you guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
you guys ready for
this? Is this our random minute?
No.
It's got to take less than a minute.
It's a pop quiz.
All right.
Who has more rushing yards, Steven Jackson or Maurice Jones-Drew? Answer now.
Steven Jackson.
Steven Jackson is correct.
That was a trick question.
Okay. Steven Jackson has 451 yards.
And no touchdowns.
And Maurice Jones-Drew has 330 yards rushing, but he also catches a lot of passes.
And he has touchdowns.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, his team can score, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Not last week. But yeah.
I was close, though. Went down to the wire.
Scotty gave me, I think, what's going to be the game of the week. His Baltimore Ravens at the Minnesota Vikings. We already mentioned, Percy Harvin's a game-time decision with a shoulder injury. The Ravens' offense is they get more rushing yards a game and more passing yards a game than the Minnesota Vikings, which is weird because Adrian Peterson is off. And their run defense is a lot stingier than Minnesota's. I think my stud for this game is going to be Joe Flacco. And I'm going to go out on a limb. My dud's going to be Adrian Peterson.
Ooh.
I think I picked him twice to be a dud this year.
Baltimore is ranked like fourth or fifth in rushing, and so is Minnesota's really down. I mean, they're pretty close on the rushing as well, but in passing, they both are like, I think, 20 and 18 overall.
Well, I was listening to Colin Cowherd yesterday, and he had Sal Palantonio on. And Sal Palantonio said that the Vikings offense is getting more centered around Brett Favre, and they're throwing more than they're running. So I looked up some stats here. Remember, I'm the stat king.
You are the stat king.
I've got Favre and Peterson in comparison on first downs, what they do. Favre, it's pretty much spread even on first, second, third down. On first down, Brett Favre is 31 for 49. Second down, 37 for 48. And third down, 35 of 51. On the flip side, Peterson gets the bulk of his carries on first down. He's got 59 carries on first down for 355 yards. Second down, he's got 32 carries for 103 yards. And third down, he's got 7 carries for 21 yards. Now, I don't know if that's because they don't get the third down that often.
Probably. Well, if you're facing
third and long,
you're not going to run the ball usually.
Yeah, it could be a combination of those things.
Plus, you're the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. All right.
And then one more quick note about this game. The Baltimore Ravens signed former New York Giants wide receiver David Tyree, who you might remember with the Super Bowl catch.
Sticky hands.
Or
sticky helmet. Yeah, I've seen that. I don't know about that. I mean, I guess they can put him in slot or whatever. But or if Mark Clayton keeps getting hit in the jersey with the ball and, you know, dropping it, they might, you know, do something with that. But I am for sure gonna watch that game.
Yeah, that's gonna be an excellent game to watch if it's on here.
Yeah.
Which it should be. Cause
I'll go to the B Dub Dub
because the Bears play Sunday night. So
yeah, they love some Minnesota.
Oh yeah.
Let's see, we got 7:58. It's my go. I'll go ahead and go over one of the games. My first game is the New York Giants at New Orleans. My dud's going to be Drew Brees. I'll tell you why. Week one, he had 6 touchdowns. Week two, he had 3 touchdowns, but he had 2 fumbles. Week three, he had no touchdowns. Week four, he had no touchdowns. The New York Giants are only allowing 104 passing yards per game. And Drew Brees is not doing very well with throwing this ball around. He had 172 yards week three and 192 week four. They're just shutting everybody down in everything, rushing or passing. My dud's going to be Drew Brees. My stud, on the other hand, is going to be Eli Manning. Steve Smith is number one, you know, wide receiver. Manningham's like 8 or 9. He's doing excellent. The New Orleans defense only gets up 212 yards, but they've also played crappy quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo, New York Jets, they played another team. But when they played an okay quarterback, Cobb, he had 291 yards and 3 touchdowns. And Eli Manning has been blowing every team up anyway, no matter who they are. So my stud's going to be Eli Manning. We'll be right back.
You are listening to VG Losers Radio. Join us at VGLosers.com for more videos, podcasts, and reviews.
Yo, 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 Fantasy Football Talk. That's our new name.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, 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 yo. Five yo's.
Five yo's.
Five yo's. All righty. My second game is I'll do Philadelphia at Oakland. My dud is going to be DeSean Jackson, although he is a stud. He's just not going to be a stud this week because he's going to be D'd up by Namahara Dodida Samahana Mahira, which is Oakland's shut down cornerback.
Which is English for Bob Smith.
Bob Smith. So DeSean Jackson is going to be beat up by Bob Smith. My stud is going to be Macklin again. He had an outstanding week last week, and McNabb's going to look for him again, which I didn't even know you had McNabb.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, well, no good, he doesn't have Drew Brees, even though Drew Brees has kind of been, you know, sucking. Who is he going to start? He'll have to pick somebody up. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me, McNabb?
Yeah.
And then McNabb played first. And, like, I don't know what I was doing, but I wasn't paying close attention. And then, like, I turn on, like, an hour after the game, he's got, like, 200 yards and 2 touchdowns already. I was like, really? A plug-in quarterback.
That's right.
That's a hell of a plug-in quarterback. My third game is Carolina at Tampa Bay. Carolina against the run is 30th. Tampa Bay against the run is 28th. So what do I have here? My
oh,
dud.
Scotty, look, it's Richard Petty.
Yeah, Richard Petty. My dud is going to be the passing game, and my stud is going to be the run game for both teams. You just got to figure out who's going to be start. Is Angelo Williams going to? I'm sure he's going to start,
yeah.
But is he going to get both of the the carries? What about Stewart? What's he doing? You know. So that's you got to do that yourself. I did some of the work. You can do the rest. My last game is Cleveland at Pittsburgh. My stud's going to be. Is Mendenhall going to play?
Yeah.
Okay, and is Parker going to play? Is he questionable?
I haven't heard anything about
him. My stuff's going to be Mendenhall because Cleveland is dead last in the run defense, and they are god-awful. My dud is going to be, I went ahead and did running games this week, is going to be Cleveland's run game. Not only do they split carries, Steelers only allow 71.2 yards. So if you split those up, Jamal Lewis is going to have 30 yards, and what's his name?
James Harrison
is only going to have 30 yards. So, I mean, they might get you 3 points. I can almost guarantee that Cleveland's not going to score any points. So I guess another stud is going to be Pittsburgh's defense. Well, that was fast.
That's what she said.
Not so she said. I guess I got Chicago at Cleveland and Denver at San Diego.
Chicago, Atlanta.
That's what I meant. I just want to tell. I just want to say that I said Andre Cardwell was going to have a good game. He did. That's all I got.
Okay.
Go Tug, Steve.
All right, moving on to my slate of games. Starting off with Kansas City at Washington, a clash of the Titans.
Yes. Oh man, that is my CTV.
Hey, this week I went down the list, so I wasn't. You know, I didn't just hand out a bunch of turd sandwiches.
But anyway, Kansas City. Emotionally spent after trying to knock off Dallas last week, not quite getting it done. They got to go, you know, cross country to Washington, who is reeling from that Carolina loss. Kansas City's not very good on defense, and Clint Portis is going to have to get it going. He had a nice game last week, got in the end zone. I think he had somewhere around 16, 17, 18 points.
Oh, no, he had a good game.
Yeah, he had a real good game. So I look for him to repeat that. He is my stud. The other hand, the dud will be Larry Johnson. I've been picking Larry Johnson as the dud for Kansas City just simply because they just can't stick with a running game in most situations. They're going to have to pass. They're just not good enough to run the ball.
Yeah, and it's hard to run the ball when you're down.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't like Larry Johnson again this week. Moving on, I've got Arizona at Seattle. You were talking a little bit about having McNabb in as a plug-in guy. I went on the waiver wire and got to pick up Matt Hasselbeck this week.
You know what's funny? Right after you told me that, I went in to a poop league. You know, it's just all for bragging, no money or nothing. I did the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Hasselbeck is a big-time stud this week. Arizona is dead last against the pass. And it is going to be a shootout game just by necessity. Both of these teams are going to score a lot of points. With that said, Hasselbeck being the stud, I'm going to go again with Julius Jones being the dud. As bad as Arizona is against the pass, they're really, really good against the run. And I think they're maybe fifth or sixth in the league against the run. And he's just not going to be getting many carries because they're going to be passing all day long. Which brings me to my sleeper, Nate Burleson. He has emerged as a very steady target for Hasselbeck. Had a big game last week. He'll have another big game this week. So get him into your lineup for sure. Moving on, I've got Tennessee at New England. As bad as Arizona is against the pass, Tennessee is just as bad.
Yep.
And they get to face a very pissed off New England team with Tom Brady going to light them up. New England never loses back-to-back games, and they're just going to roll. And I like Brady. He's not the Tom Brady of 2007, not just yet anyway, but he's going to look a lot healthier against that terrible Tennessee secondary. A dud in that game, I think we pretty much mention it every week, but any New England running back. They just split carries, and against Tennessee's pretty solid run defense, I just don't even think they're even going to attempt to run the ball. I think they're going with Sammy Morris as the starter now with Fred Taylor being hurt and Lawrence Maroney not doing anything ever. So, but regardless, don't use Sammy Morris either. And another dud in this game, Kerry Collins. New England is – I mean – Kerry Collins had a magical season last year. We've talked about the matchups they had, and he was just kind of the spark guy that got him over the hump because they were so good, you know, in every other aspect
right.
of the game, and he was just kind of the missing piece. Well, they're not nearly as good top to bottom this year, and he is not getting them over that hump. They've not won a game there. I just don't think they're going to be able to win this one.
He got pulled last week.
He did get pulled.
I think it's time for Vince Young.
Yeah, I mean, they invested all that money in Vince Young, and as bad as he's been, if Kerry Collins can't perform, then there's no reason to sit that much money on.
Yeah, but he's not performing though, because if you look at his stats, is it? I don't think I printed the quarterback. I mean, he's still doing okay. He's not throwing up interceptions. He's not fumbling the ball. He's doing 200 yards, one touchdown, two touchdowns.
Well, but like I said, I mean, Tennessee can't have just that and expect to win anymore.
Right.
They've got to have somebody bring in the kind of X factor that Vince Young can provide. You know, with
in college.
In college, yeah. No, don't get me wrong. I don't think Tennessee's coaching staff wanted to even draft the guy.
Yeah, you're a liar. Right now, Togas D has a Vince Young jersey on.
Got three of them. It's kind of chilly in here. Anyway, just dud Kerry Collins. And then my last game, Buffalo at the Jets. Jets are coming off a short week. Lost a pretty emotional game in Miami on Monday night. Look for them to bounce back against the awful Buffalo Bills. Jets defense and special teams, they just blitz the heck out of you all the time. And I really think that they're going to get some sacks, force some turnovers. So I like the defense and special teams along with Leon Washington. The Buffalo Bills are 29th against the run, and I think Leon Washington has a little bit fresher legs at this point than Thomas Jones. So I think both running backs are playable options, but I think Leon Washington makes the big plays. And last week I went with T.O. as a stud. I will not do that again.
Ever.
Signed, sealed, and delivered, locked promise. I will never recommend T.O. as long as he remains on the Bills. So he is the dud.
And, show him.
Yeah. That is what I got.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to VG Losers Radio. Join us at VGLosers.com for more videos, podcasts, and reviews.
We are back with the fourth quarter. It is crunch time, folks. We're all done with our games. We do have Chicago, Atlanta, and Denver at San Diego. I didn't write anything down for those. Did you guys?
Yeah.
I got a couple of things.
Go ahead.
You go on ahead, Dave.
Okay. We'll start off with facts based on stats.
The is this Bears, like the Wendy's commercial?
Yeah.
Facts. New guy cuts his own hair.
That's right. The Bears' defense is solid versus the run. Atlanta's defense is not so good against the run, 127 yards a game. I put Forte with the question mark exclamation point. Is he going to do it? Is he not going to do it? I don't know. One thing to look at this game, Bears special teams has always been good, and Johnny Knox he's outstanding this year. I don't know what's going on with him.
He's Rowdy White of 2 years ago because he's still on a bunch of free agent wires.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Atlanta doesn't have their fullback Ovi Magelli. He's awesome lead blocker for Michael Turner. Turner last week had 97 yards and 3 touchdowns against a pretty stout 49ers defense that's healthy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as I know, I mean...
Did you call Turner to be a dud last week?
I don't remember. Ooh. I think I said Tony Gonzalez might be my stud.
Oh, okay.
And one more note on this game. The Bears acquired defensive end Gaines Adams from Tampa Bay, who was the fourth overall pick in 2007.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. And my stud for this game is going to be Matt Ryan. And my dud will be Chicago's defense.
Okay. So, do you get anything?
I put Forte down as a dud. I talked a little bit earlier. I think Chicago's a pass-first offense now, and he's not getting, you know, nearly as many touches as he needs to be a stud back. And I look for Greg Olsen to vulture a red zone touchdown away from Forte here in this game.
Sweet.
Yeah. And then as far as Tony Gonzalez, I think Tony Gonzalez is going to be a solid stud. The thing about it is Matt Ryan, as good as he's been, really hasn't been playing in many primetime featured games where they're actually favored. Last year they did it as the underdog. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he responds to being favored, you know, in a national televised game. And when that happens, the young quarterbacks tend to look for their best security blanket, which would be Tony Gonzalez. So I think Gonzalez has a good day.
What you got, Denver, San Diego?
First thing, let's talk about those Denver throwback jerseys. Yeah, hideous. Those things were the
ugly. It wasn't so much the jerseys, it was the socks.
Yeah.
They look like Ankiel's old pitching socks.
but not as nice.
All right.
The GM for the Chargers, A.J. Smith, is furious with the way the team's performing. He basically threw down the gauntlet to the players and saying they were soft, which Merriman did not take lightly. He's pretty fired up for this game, but he hasn't been playing well at all this season, so will he be quote-unquote lights out? I don't know.
Will he quote-unquote use steroids again?
Probably.
Will he quote-unquote be traded? He's another name that's being batted around.
Really? I haven't heard that.
Well, they're just putting him up for bid, basically. They don't want to sign him next year, and they want to try to get something for him. But
oh, hopefully he doesn't go to the Ravens. That was a joke.
Last week I had some stats. Nice. I don't remember which games it was. I think it was Seattle and Jacksonville, where the defense for both teams played, you know, to the offense's weaknesses, and It was like vice versa. So this week is kind of the same thing. San Diego only gets 53 yards a game on the ground. Denver only allows 81. So I think this is going to be quarterback-happy passing game. Denver's rushing game gets 139 yards, and San Diego's defense allows 151. So for Denver, I like Buckhalter as a sleeper.
Is he starting?
Yeah.
Is he healthy?
He's awesome. Okay. That's all there is. Or not Buck.
No,
Sean Marino.
Oh, that's all it's like, what?
Exactly.
Yeah, Buckhalter can stay hurt. Rivers, Phillip Rivers, quarterback for the Chargers, is 4-0 on Monday Night Football with a 106.9 passer rating. That's pretty good.
I'd say so.
And San Diego's coming off the bye week. Denver's coming off an emotional win versus the Patriots in overtime. My stud is going to be Phillip Rivers. My dud will be Kyle Orton.
We got Toke.
Well, you know, I got some notes that kind of counter what you were just saying, but you know what? I actually like your arguments better, so I'm going to shut up.
All righty. All right, well, let's do games real quick. Who you got, Josh?
I will take Cincinnati Bengals over the Houston Texans.
Okay.
The Packers over the Lions.
Okay, that's a tough one. Go ahead.
Here's another. I fretted for hours over this one. Jacksonville over St. Louis. I'm going to go with Baltimore over Minnesota.
You're a good man.
I'm going to take Atlanta over Chicago. And I'm going to take San Diego to upset the undefeated Denver Broncos.
Toga?
All right. I am going to take Washington to beat Kansas City and cover the 6.5-point spread. I'm going to take Seattle to win and cover the 2.5-point spread.
Oop. Cover 2.5. Okay.
I'm going to take New England to beat Tennessee, but I'm going to take Tennessee in the 9.5 points.
Okay. So you think it's going to be pretty close?
Well, I don't know about pretty close, but I think it's going to be less than 10.
Okay.
And then Buffalo at the Jets, pretty much the same thing. Jets to win the game, but Buffalo to keep it within the 9.5-point margin. I'm going to take Chicago to pull the outright upset over Atlanta. They're getting 3.5 points, but I'm going to take them to win the game outright, and obviously, you know, with the points. And then I'll take San Diego to win and cover the 3.5.
Well, here I'm thinking I'm going to take this upset San Diego game, and you guys are all.
I like San Diego.
Yeah, well, I want to say one thing about Toga last week. He said, "Who'd Washington play?
Washington, Carolina."
And you said it'd be about a field goal difference, and it was 20-17.
Yep,
all the money.
3.5-point spread, and nailed that one.
He's the mad.
His daddy. I want to call a bullet with a bare hand. I got. I'm gonna go ahead and take the Giants over the New Orleans Saints. I got Pittsburgh at home over Cleveland. Carolina at Tampa Bay. I was kind of torn. Tampa Bay is just awful. I'm gonna have to go with Carolina.
Did you talk about that game?
Yeah, I think I did.
You did. There's just not much to talk about.
Oh yeah, and I'll take Philly in a barn burner. I'm gonna take Chicago with Toga, and I just think Cutler's coming to his own. He's just. I hate the Bears, and I just think Cutler is just tearing it up. And I'm gonna take San Diego. I don't know what the cover is, but I think San Diego is gonna beat the crap out of Denver.
Yeah.
They're coming off a bye week. They're all healthy. Gates is healthy. Rivers is healthy. The GM's on their ass. Tomlinson's not getting the ball much. He's upset about it. He's gonna run. I mean, I see this game like 35-10.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, San Diego is gonna just. And I'm sure Denver is gonna win 40-0. But then you guys will email me.
Well, and something to consider with Denver, teams that play in overtime almost always lose the next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's your stat at?
Well, I don't have
the. Oh, you at Where you at?
Oh, I mean, if you
I left
think,
it at home.
Oh,
I mean, just think about, you know, the physical nature of football, and if you have to play almost a whole other quarter of it,
yeah,
you know, it just drains you. So that factored heavy into my decisions to go against Denver and go against Kansas City, who also lost in overtime.
All right. Well, again, if you guys have any questions, go ahead and email us at Virgo92279@hotmail.com. You guys, I got two emails of the first week and haven't had nothing since.
Come on, crank them out, guys.
It's Virgo92279@hotmail.com.
Now this is the time to make some trades, so you guys need to ask our advice.
Yeah, that. Definitely.
I love
Percy Harvin all the way for whatever the question is. Again, go to VGLosers.com, check out the other podcasts, go to that new toy smell that.com to check out toy reviews and some other movie reviews, video game reviews, stuff like that. Until next time, I'm Scotty Cash.
I'm Big Silky.
And I'm Toby Steve.
See you later, guys.